So, yeah, I want you to tell me again.
What?
Just about that it was hard times on the farm. In the winter, you were telling me.
It was very hard, yes, very hard. Like I said, till about Christmas time, there was more maybe what to eat. But later on, till about March, it was pretty hard. But we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't know there were, we didn't go to restaurants or, so we didn't know any better. And mother wasn't a very good cook, I'll tell you the truth. because she didn't get a chance to learn any place.
Right.
To, you know, she just went on with what what she had. But it's surprising how we lived with the food that we had.
Yeah.
And I wished I knew better, but those days nobody was educated. Like, we didn't even have a cookbook to make a batch of buns or something. We didn't know how.
But didn't you learn from other people?
Other people, no, they were just like us, even worse.
Oh, yeah?
And we didn't associate. Like now, you know, you go to all kinds of parties and all this, but those days, no.
Uh-huh.
We only went to church, and that's all.
And everyone was so far apart, too,
yes,
right?
And they were even worse than us, maybe.
Huh.
They couldn't cook and couldn't bake and all that.
But didn't they bring that back? Didn't they bring some of that from the old country? Some of the people knew that from the old country?
Well, they made mamalega, sure, from the old country, and bread.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't make bread like we make now. Like, if I made that kind of bread that they used to make those days, I don't think my dog would eat it. So it was tough, very tough. But somehow the parents didn't teach us nothing. They didn't know better, more or what, but we weren't taught nothing.
Hmm.
Nothing.
Hmm.
Nothing.
But then like later Benika knew how to cook well?
Well, yes, I guess with us girls being away from home and especially Elsa, she was the first one, and then she went, you know, she got married and went places and saw what people are doing, and then she started doing, and then mother started doing too, but from the beginning, it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old country, they really didn't, if they made borscht, it was borscht.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was maybe potatoes or pierogies, they didn't make. If they made one dish and that was it. But nowadays, like now, it's different. Dad was satisfied with anything.
Hmm.
He just ate.
Mm. Even if it was just potatoes and bread.
Yeah. He liked a lot of tea.
Tea.
And I'm like him, but I don't drink. I don't care for tea.
Huh.
But he had to have at least 3-4 cups of tea. Well, to fill his stomach up, you know.
Yeah. But you went to school without eating?
Yes.
You didn't have porridge or?
I can't remember. I don't think so. No, many mornings we had nothing. Sometimes mother used to make some kind of like a pancake batter, but very, like maybe with water and flour and no eggs, no milk. And maybe, and she fried them and we ate that. Or sometimes she would fry sliced bread in pork lard. And fry it like a French toast, but no eggs, just the bread.
Mm-hmm.
We ate that. That's all.
Mm.
We weren't big eaters because I guess our stomachs were
pretty small.
And we walked to school a mile from by the barn. We went that way. We had a path that way straight to school. And the teachers weren't like they are now, but we taught we learned what they taught us, and
mm-hmm.
I went up to grade 8 only,
mm-hmm.
and Mabel, I don't know what she went up to, but I wanted to go to high school, but you had to go to high school to English, but there's no way that I could go to school there. Like, I had to live with somebody in town and pay board, there's no way. But
So do you remember when you first started getting, like, things were getting better in your life? What would that, what time would that be?
That must have been about, let's see. After Annabelle was born, what time did the war stop? 45.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
Okay.
Better. But I got married in 45. And it was such a sweet life for us either, because there was a, like, we were poor just the same, even when I got married. But we worked together and we made it. And Archie was born in 47. And I'll tell you another thing. I was in the hospital giving birth to Annie, and Neil was left home with Archie, and he took very good care of him. He changed diapers and he fed him and all that. Mm-hmm. But one day he had to take his tractor into to Russell, to his brother's garage, to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So he had nobody. Those days there wasn't such a thing as babysitters. No way.
No.
We didn't even know that there existed something like that. So he took this baby, he dressed it, wrapped it, fed it, and went with the tractor to Mom's and left the baby. He was only, he was coming too in July, and Annie was born in May. And so he went to Mom's, but we were all young. Mother was young, Neil was young, everybody was young. So he gently put the baby, my mom was telling me, that he gently put the baby on an old couch that she had there, left him sleeping, and he went on with the tractor to Russell. And he slept right through while he was there. So then Neil came and picked him up, and I thought it was pretty good of him to do something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the only time my mom babysat, is that time. No,
no
more.
Kidding.
No more, no.
So her idea was that you take care of your own.
Yes. No, not really. Not that's why, but we didn't have to. I didn't have to ask somebody to come, because we all got along, you know.
Yeah.
We took care of our own things, you know.
Yeah.
And Mom was busy. And
yeah.
When Dad died, then Dad Grigor was drinking and all that. So.
Yeah.
So she wasn't happy either. So, but she babysat that time, and she was so happy. She said he slept until Neil came. Well, Neil left the bottle there and diapers. I didn't have to change nor nothing. But she was must have been about 45 then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So what do you first remember things getting better? What was the
first
thing that you would say, this, this is...
Well, if we shipped a can of cream, we got more money.
Uh-huh.
Right then. If we had eggs for sale, they were much twice the price.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to go and buy our groceries then, because we had more money.
So what would you buy
first? Well, now that I was here, now we were buying a lot of wieners, bread, soups. It was the first year when we didn't have, I think we got, no, we didn't get the hydro till 58, I think.
Okay.
And we would buy 100 chickens, and we would sell some in the fall, and some we would, I canned chicken, and I planted a big garden.
So you knew how to,
Oh yes, I knew how to stretch everything. I learned right away.
Where did you learn how to make preserves from?
From myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe recipes, I can't remember. But I did over 1,000. Now when the kids were bigger, I used to do about 1,000 jars.
Wow.
Of pickles and vegetables and all that. That's before we got the hydro. After we got the hydro, then we got the deep freeze. And our deep freeze is still working, that we bought in 59. It didn't give us a day of trouble. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's still full.
So once you had a little bit more money, that's all that it took to kind of make things work
better.
Yeah,
yes. And then Neil started renting a lot of land. He had 11 quarters. He was a big farmer.
Mm-hmm.
He was renting a lot of quarters. And we had a hired man. He's still living in Winnipeg, Sam Ongren. And then I had two kids, and we're milking maybe 14 cows, because when I got married, before I got married, I bought some calves, and these grew bigger, and then Dad gave me four of his bunch, so I had 14 cows to bring here, and they were milkers, all milkers, so the first year we didn't milk them, but the next year we milked all 14 cows. I was going to have to give birth to Archie, and Neil and the hired man were working the land, I don't know that, or blowing, and I was getting my pains to maybe you don't want to hear this, to have the baby, so, but I had these cows to milk, because the men weren't coming until about 8 o'clock, and I milked all those cows all the time, unless they were around, so I was milking one cow, oh, pains, got to go, milking another cow, oh, pains. So when they came home, I finished the 14 cows, and I was separating the milk, and I said, I think I got to go. But he wasn't born for about 3 days. I had a hard labor.
Oh, yeah.
So that was it.
There wasn't a midwife in the community back then?
Not now, but when Mom was having us, there was.
Okay.
No, there wasn't. No, it was because there was a hospital, but those days there was no hospital. I think the one in Russell was built first, the hospital. Yeah, because when my kids were being born, I had to go to Russell. I had a doctor in Roblin, but I had to go to Russell Hospital because there wasn't a hospital in Roblin. So I went through a lot, and I know what hardship is.
Yeah,
I know how to stretch, and I know. If I had 100 people coming for supper, I can make supper for them out of my freezers.
Hmm.
Just with help, a little bit of help. But I can feed 100 people anytime.
Yeah.
But I could never do that long time ago.
So when do you really feel that you started not being poor anymore?
Oh, about 40, 45, 47, 48, someplace there.
So it really changed fast.
Oh,
then.
Fast.
Yeah.
Very fast, yes. Yeah. I could have even got a job if I didn't have babies.
Hmm.
You know?
What kind of a job?
At the hospital. I could have went there anytime. I could have took my course. It took me how many years? Jackie was 9 years old when I... went and took my course and worked in the hospital, which I did a good thing, because if it wasn't for that, I don't think I would be where I am right now.
Because you have a pension?
A pension, and I earned a lot of money.
Right.
I was earning well. I was taking a course for, I took a course for nurse's aide, and I thought, no, I need something better. So I thought I'm going to take an LPN course and go to Dauphin. So this Mennonite girl and I, we decided we're both going to go to Dauphin and take our course for 6 months. Okay, no, for 1 year. We went 6 months, and then she got married. And I had no way of going because I don't drive. And I had to quit. So I was a nurse's aide and a half, like, so
right.
I was getting good wages, very good wages.
And you saved a lot of money.
Oh, but I worked. Oh. 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up, I went around, we got a lake here, I went around that lake at least 3-4 times in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, because the cows, they slept and I couldn't hear where they were, to bring the cows home, to milk them. So I milked them. 8 o'clock, I had to report at the hospital. So I milked those cows. Neil was, he wasn't well, and he wasn't the hardest worker. He liked machinery,
right?
But no cows or pigs or... So I milked those cows and I separated and I fed the calves and I fed the everything. And then I came in quickly and I jumped in the tub. I was able to jump. Now I can't jump. And I went to work, I was never late once. So I went, first time I went part-time, and then I started working in the kitchen, I should say that. I was cooking in the kitchen, and they really liked me to cook, but I didn't want it. In the hospital, it's like this, you have at least 20 pots of different kind of food, one with salt, one is fried, one is boiled, one is this, one wants that, one wants that, and I didn't like that. So then there was a notice up that they were looking for nurse's aides. I said, well, I'm going to join in. So I took the course. I got paid for it while I was taking it. And it took, I think, 6 months before I was able to really work on the floor. And then I think I worked about a year and a half, and then I decided, no, I need more than this. So that's when I entered the LPN course, but it didn't work.
And how old were your kids then?
And Jackie was 9 when I left.
Okay.
But when I was coming on a Saturday, we were in the old house, and we had a wringer washer, you know?
Yeah.
You had to put the water on the stove and in the machine. So Neil did that for her, and she washed all the clothes. When I came home, the line was just full of clothes, so white. 9 years old. Wow. But now 9 years old.
That was different, eh?
Yeah. Oh,
one thing that, like, there's, it seems to me like there was, you know, like you say, it was hard back then.
Yes.
But it's like we've gone far in another direction now. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
Well, we didn't know any better. Like we were, like you said, we were different from the beginning. That means we were poor. We were not smart at all. We didn't have education. But that's the way it was. And then when it changed, I guess the whole world, the whole society changed, so did we. Mm-hmm. Like even when I went to work, boy, did I learn a lot. Because I was stuck there in the house raising those kids all the time. I hardly went out, only to church. I didn't even get a chance to drive a car because I was always, Neil went to town and he got the groceries and all that, and I was at home all the time with the kids. The kids were all very clean and they were fed good, so I took good care of the kids. But I had big gardens and everything. So,
but what do you think the kids now, what do you think it would be good for them to know about?
They should know about how we lived, and they should listen, but they don't listen, because they say, oh, that can't be, that's crazy, that's this, you know? But I thought, well, if you lived our lives, then maybe you would change your tunes. Arch and Annie, they still remember when they were just little kids and we were poor and that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they can't understand how it happened. How could we live without eggs in the winter, without milk, or without? Don't even think about juice. No way, or fruit. No. Oh yeah. Yeah, I had a hard time while I was working. I worked hard. I was making pierogies. The nurses, when they found out that I could make pierogies, I could have sold, but what, $1 a dozen? I used to come home at 4, and right away I'd make supper, and milk the cows, and Neil helped me milk the cows in the evening, but not in the morning. Milk the cows and do all that. And then I'd make pierogies till about 2 o'clock after midnight for sale. I made them and I froze them in the morning. I bagged them and I brought them for sale. And they were buying cream from me and cottage cheese. And I made my money the easy way, like not the easy way.
The hard way. Yeah.
But if it wasn't for me going to work, I wouldn't have this house.
Yeah.
I would either be there or on welfare. I don't think so. So I did pretty good for myself.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
But now I'm crippled.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll get better. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of Bonica's house, there's lots of those memories of being poor, and do you have happy memories too about?
Not really.
No.
No, we, like I said, we were not a happy family.
Yeah.
We, not that we were stupid, or but I guess that's the way everybody was.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dad and Mom never got along.
Mm.
Never. They always yelled at each other, but I was too young to understand what are they yelling about. I should have said, look here, you guys. If it was me now, I'd say, what do you want from her? What do you want from him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think that way.
Mm.
So, and then when he passed away, she got married, and we didn't like that, but she said she wanted company, but...
No, she didn't like it either, so she didn't...
Eh?
She didn't stay with him very long.
No, I don't know how long, maybe a year.
A year, yeah.
But he was good to Annabelle.
Yeah?
He was good to her.
Yeah.
As much as I understood, yes, she was. But his family, he had two girls and a boy, Lawrence and Rose and Lena, they didn't care for Mom. Mm-hmm. And when he died in the church, when they read the obituary, Mom wasn't no place.
Mm-hmm.
And they were married. And I felt, and Mom was there, she mm-hmm. was in church.
Wow.
I felt so bad. I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was working that time. I think I was working. So when I heard that they didn't mention Mom's name, I thought, oh, my Lord, that's a dirty shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were married. So what, you know?
Mm.
And after that, I know Mom and Annabelle were really having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have no money. One day she was digging potatoes, and she didn't have a nickel in the house, and she didn't have stuff for Annabelle's lunch, just bread. And she was praying to God that somebody would come and if somebody would give her a hand, or if she'd get some money. A stranger comes along and says, oh, you're digging nice potatoes. And Mama said, yes. Can I buy 4 bags? Right away the money came, you know.
Mm.
So then she had a little bit of money, but it was after Gregor left.
Mm.
He didn't support her when he was with her.
Mm.
Mm.
So if Bonica's house was demolished, how would you feel about that?
Oh, I'd feel pretty bad.
Why?
Because I want to see that, I want to remember the memories that where we were, where we cried, where we ate, where we bathed in the square tub, where Mom and Dad were, and Mom and Dad they cut trees right from around there, and they built the big room first, and then later on they attached that.
The kitchen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the whole yard they cut that with the pick and with the axe. It wasn't this big bulldozer like there is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see that house as long as I am. After I'm gone, well, I can't see. So
I would like to see it. I've been talking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And almost everyone feels that they would like to see that house stand.
Yes.
Because I think it represents a lot to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that Bonica lived there mm-hmm. since she was 17,
mm-hmm.
built it with her hands, like mm-hmm. you say. And she loved that house.
And sitting there by the porch on that little bench, you can still see her.
Mm-hmm.
The bench was colored mauve. And she was sitting there with not a cane like this.
Mm.
You know, while Mother was crippled, nobody thought to buy her a cane.
She didn't want one.
She only had a broom handle.
Yeah, we bought her a cane.
Because without this,
yeah.
It's hard. Like, how can you hold it, you know?
I don't know.
I got 7 canes. Wherever I go, there's a cane. But this morning, I lost this one. I forgot in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that house demolished. Well, but someday it'll fall.
Yeah.
It's not going to stand forever. Yeah. And the barn, too. That barn brings a lot of memories, too, because oh, yeah. we milked in there and we cleaned the barn and Dad and us, we used to, Dad used to put hay. Those days it wasn't bales like now. It was just loose hay.
Oh, yes.
And poor Dad, he had to, it's high there.
Yeah.
From the rack with the fork, he would put hay through that door and we would take it from there and pile it up that way.
Yeah.
And then at night we would sleep there in the yeah. hay. Huh. Dad used to cover us up, Mabel and I, so we wouldn't freeze. And and we milked a lot of cows there, and
the
sheep were there in the lean, and the pigs, and mm-hmm. of course the pigs were living in this other one too, but in there we usually had one that we had to butcher for the winter. It was there in that lean for the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of memory in the barn too. Mm. But the barn, I don't know, it might go first because it's log, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? The roof is sagging.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I wouldn't want the house to go until I know, I wouldn't want to see it. The chicken house, I was a little bit, because we had some memories there, too.
Oh, yeah,
but that's a different story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you moved from the old house to here...
I'm still moving. I'm not finished moving yet.
No?
27 years already. You know, we left upstairs just the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's stuff to take out of there and throw it out and burn it.
Mm.
We have one bedroom there that it's half full of the children's clothes when they were small and they were big and all. What am I going to do with them? You know, we have to burn them.
Mm.
So we moved from there in the what? We moved from there January the 1st,
hmm.
and in 1976,
hmm.
I came from work and Neil had water on the stove there, because when we came here, we didn't have no running water yet.
Okay.
And we couldn't, there was no way we could melt snow in here, because we had no fire, we just had a furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So... Neil, he brought water from someplace, the lake or someplace, and warmed it up. And when I got home from work, Jack and I washed our clothes there because it wasn't convenient to wash clothes here. Anyways, it was 1st of January. And we washed those clothes, and he put lines for us in the, because you couldn't hang them outside. It was cold, and we washed those clothes, and he had just enough wood just until we finished to wash the clothes. That meant 3 hours. And after that, we had no wood to put on the fire, in the stove to make heat. Oh, when I think about it, I feel like crying and I feel like laughing.
Hmm.
Okay, we finished and we hung them all in there, all lines in there, we're through. And we came in the house, and sure, in here was, we didn't have that big thing. We didn't have the porch. We didn't have many things. It was just like a granary, just a one building thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it or not. We didn't even have steps to come in. We had to jump up on a box. So we just came home, and my hands were so frozen. We just came in and to warm up ourselves and to have supper, make supper and eat. Here comes Warren Galituk. He's the one that died of what's that disease?
What does it do?
It killed him. He had pneumonia and
okay.
It's this. What is it? Something to do with not. Look, it'll come to me. Anyways, he came. And it was 1st of January, and he came with a bottle of wine. Well, none of us drink. I said, I'd rather have a cup of tea because I'm frozen. So he was congratulating us. We had no carpet, we had nothing. And he was a little bit pickled. And so he left that bottle here, and we kept it in the fridge, I don't know how many years after that. And then he went. So that was the first day that we came. we moved here.
Hmm.
What is the name of that, this disease that...
Takes your liver? No?
No.
Pneumonia?
No, you get it from sex when you...
AIDS?
Yes. He died of that.
He had AIDS?
Yes. He went, he was very educated, like university, I don't know, 10 years or something, and he knew everything. He was so very educated. And he was living in Winnipeg. So he met this gal. So naturally they hired a room and they went there. And in the morning he woke up and on the mirror, she left already. She said, "You are a dead boy now," because she had AIDS. And it didn't take long, maybe 6 months, he died of AIDS. He was, I don't know if he was, Ken would know how old he was. It's 15 years since he died. He must have been 30-something. So he died in Calgary, and he was cremated there. And
did he have a wife?
No, he wasn't married, but good-looking. But he was one of those that was pick and choose, you know, like not anything was good enough for him. So that was Warren.
And who's, that was...
That's Paul's boy.
Okay.
And now Paul is getting Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not well. She's just as skinny as a toothpick.
Wow.
And Annie met her last week, and she said, "Well, how are you, Mildred?" "Oh, I'm dying every day by a little bit." At least she admits it. Yeah.
Hmm. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't going to forget to tell you about when Annabelle was born.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a baby there for 14 years or something.
Yeah.
Your dad was 14, I was 17. No, your dad must have been 15 and I was 17. But boy, I don't know.
It was a great time.
Oh, it was a great time, but how we ever brought that baby up, I don't know. It was so cold in that house. The dipper in the water pail was freezing overnight.
Yeah.
Of course, she was upstairs with Mom. And but Dad was so proud. Oh, but I didn't know anything about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at 17. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he and Mom. I won't say that.
You don't know when they would have done it.
Yes. And where? Because it was only one room upstairs in the barn, maybe.
No, maybe. In the hayloft.
Yeah, but Dad was very jealous of Mom all the time.
Oh.
Very.
Because?
I don't know. He didn't seem to agree with her of jealousy or what. I don't know.
They just fought a lot.
They didn't actually, but just by mouth,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. But your mom was a strong personality, right?
Yeah.
She's a matriarch.
Mm-hmm.
Like you. She was in charge, right?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
He would not allow her to be in charge. No way. He was the boss.
Okay.
And he was a good boss.
Yeah.
He was a good, like, whenever there was something doing on the road, working with horses and all those, you know, doing the road they did with horses.
Mm-hmm.
He was the foreman there all the time.
Mm.
He was a trustee at school.
Mm.
He was a smart man, but he didn't have no education either.
Mm.
He would have wanted to go to the old country, but how? There's no money.
He wanted to go back to the old country. He
just to visit.
Oh, to visit,
mm-hmm.
Not to bring the family back.
No, I don't think so. But I feel sorry that he wasn't loved. Like, he and Mom were not in love.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Like, you know, like this, you know? Just like cats and dogs. he was a good man. So was Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mom was very good too, but Jesus, they didn't click, and that was it, because she didn't love him when she married him.
Mm-hmm.
She was very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. So was he. He was like a man. I remember when he was suffering with his cancer and the doctors couldn't pinpoint that he had cancer. He went to St. Rose and they took all his teeth out in one day, top and bottom.
Why?
Because they thought that whatever his head, he had sore legs, I guess because of cancer.
Yeah.
And he had teeth. Ooh. You can almost see through here. That's how long they were.
Wow.
And all the teeth in one day. And poor mother, she went with him. Wow. I don't know how they went there. And he blacked out.
Of course.
Because it was in the hospital, not at the dentist.
Wow. And it didn't help anything.
No. And then he came home, I don't know how many weeks later. He was just skin and bones.
Wow.
And no teeth. And his face went like this here. And he, I can't remember if he went to Rochester or not. Your dad maybe remembers. I can't remember. I know Neil used to peddle him a lot to St. Rose, to Russell, to, because there were no other cars, you know, like in the family.
Right.
So Neil used to leave a lot of his work and just take him. And that wasn't with pay either, because Neil didn't want to take pay.
Yeah.
But he sure suffered. Oh. And the last time I saw him, he was in Russell Hospital. We went on a Sunday, and he was lying on a very low bed, I can remember. And he was just skin and bones. And he died that time. That day he died. He died young, too young.
Very young.
I don't know, because he was smoking, he got cancer, or because he was working hard and hurt his lungs. Now I've got problem with my lungs.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Huh. This one here, my lung is only up to here. The rest is, my stomach goes over my lung.
Oh.
So when I have, that's why I was so sick, because they couldn't cure my pneumonia because of that stomach being over my lung.
Oh, so it... Yeah, there wasn't good circulation there.
No, and now I have to. Well, I don't watch what I eat, but as soon as I know that it's going to hurt me, I don't eat it. Like I have lots of gas and that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like him. I got problems too.
Hmm. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. I think we're finished.
I hope.